T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Longtime Major League pitcher, longtime Major League analyst, Jeff Brantley. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. You know, I mean, we'd be doing better if it wasn't still fit. Are you guys getting, I mean, you guys are further south, but what's your weather been like in Cincy? Because it's been terrible here in Cleveland the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's been a little rainy. Kind of off and on. I mean, we've had some decent spots, but, You know, it's just been kind of not spring-like.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm trying to think back, you know, obviously you had a really good career, but were you a guy who liked to be, did you like prefer to pitch in, you know, 90 degrees in the middle of the summer? Or are you okay pitching in the cold weather in early in the season? What was it for, like, you personally?
Well, to be honest with you, I had no choice because I pitched at Candlestick in San Francisco.
That's
and
true.
In the middle of the summer, it's cold anyway. So I got used to pitching in the cold weather all the time. Heck, I might as well have been from Canada.
Right. Exactly. It's a good point. Hey, Jeff, you know, let's begin with our old friend Tyler Naquin. I know he's cooled off a little, but he's getting a lot of playing time, and he's played really well. What do you think's been the difference? You know, he had his moments here, but he has played at an extremely high level in the first, 6 weeks of the season. What have you seen from him so far?
I think he's done very well. I think that part of the issue with Tyler, and we've seen him over the past in a Cleveland uniform, he's just never been really 100% healthy. It's always been something when he was in Cleveland that just didn't quite go his way. And then when he would get started and start to feel good, some other kind of injury would pop up. And we haven't had any of that in a Reds uniform. He's hit the ball well. He's played phenomenally well in center field. I've been really surprised at the ground the kid can cover out there. He covers a lot of room and a great arm to go with it.
Jeff, Joey Votto obviously is a big injury. You guys just lost him yesterday, right, the day before. I mean, it sounds dumb. How do you replace that? You don't replace that, but where do you go from there in the lineup?
Well, I think at this point they're going to bring up Shogo Akiyama. He will play in the outfield in the 3-game series against the Indians. You can move Winker to a designated hitter spot, and you can move Moustakas over to first base. The problem that you have with all of these maneuvers is you're putting guys in spots that they haven't been in a while. You may very well see Senzel at second base. You may see Suarez moved back to third now that Moustakas is across the diamond. And Kyle Farmer, who we thought was going to be our shortstop coming into spring training, is probably going to be able to have some time there. The best part of this whole thing is a lot of these guys are fine with the manipulations of the positions as long as they're able to get on the field.
We're talking with former big league pitcher Jeff Brantley, longtime Reds analyst now. Jeff, The Indians see Sonny Gray in this series, but they will say Luis Castillo tomorrow night. He's obviously been great the last 2 years, but he has struggled so far this year. I know he pitched a good game against the Pirates early in the season, but he hasn't been great. I know he got crushed on opening day. What's been the difference so far for him this year?
I think for Castillo, ultimately, it comes down to fastball location. And I hear a lot about, and even from our guys, I hear, well, he's working on his slider. Look, the guy's never been able to throw a slider, and I don't know why we keep fooling with that same pitch over and over again, and I'm watching him every fifth day. The slider is his third best pitch. He is a fastball changeup pitcher, and that's what they ought to be concentrating on, and it's not happening. And so the more that they fool with the slider and the more they try to have a three-pitch mix because he's a starter and quote-unquote needs three pitches, the worse he's done. When he settles in at the end of the season, and folks, he will settle in, it'll be fastball changeup. You can book it.
Right.
Jeff, what do you think about some of the new rules, the seven-inning doubleheader, the replay rules? Runner on second base in extra innings. I hate some of this stuff, but someone who's played in the game, I'm wondering, I guess specifically about the runner on second and extra innings, is that good for the game? Is that something you think is going to stick around beyond when we get out of the pandemic era of baseball?
I think it's going to stick around. And the reason I say that is because I was in total agreement with you guys when this came up. I thought, you're going to put a ghost runner at second base. This is like we're playing in the yard with no friends.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what it came down to. But to be honest with you, it's exciting. I think that fans like it. I have come to like it, believe it or not. And it creates some intrigue there at the end of the ball game. It sure provides for a lot of offense in the last inning of the game when you had the extra innings. And that's just one of those things. I think anybody that goes to a ball game, if the game is close to being tied at the end, you don't want to leave because there could be fireworks in the tent. And I mean, that's kind of what it's come down to.
Jeff, I agree with you. It's funny because I'm an old school baseball fan, and I never thought I would like this. First came up, I said it's the dumbest idea, and I love that an old school player loves it because it has grown on me as well.
I hate it.
Jason, come on now. It creates excitement. I think it creates a sense of urgency in the ninth inning for teams. You know, I happen to be a DH guy, even though I grew up a National League fan. I think now you got to have the same rules. The pitchers can't hit anymore for the most part. But, like, and some people say, well, you want strategy in the game. Well, this gives you strategy. There's a lot of different ways to do it. And saving some of these arms from the 18, 19 inning games. I do like an 18, 19 inning game once in a while. But I agree with you, Jeff. I think this has been really exciting for the game.
Well, I think our days of the 18, 19 inning game, as long as that runner's at second base, that stuff is over. I mean, if you get past the 10th, you're very fortunate.
Yeah.
And at least your manager knows the rules about who can pinch run and who can't.
Unlike La Russa. Yeah, that's true.
Well, it changes every day, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Where's the game headed? And I asked this question to a lot of people who played the game and know the game. You know, as we're talking about things we love and things we hate, I'm of the opinion now I think we should outlaw the shift if that's going to bring back a little bit more excitement to baseball and but I'm also afraid that guys are now just convinced that I'm just going to try and hit a home run every at bat, so it's going to be a home run or a strikeout. I don't know. I think the hay's out of the barn now, and I don't know how you put it back in. But is there a way to get the game back to where there's more excitement, or is this just the way it's going to be?
No, I think that there is, and I think that we will finally find that sooner or later. You can only dodge trains for so long. You can stand on the tracks till the final second and jump off, and sooner or later you're going to get hit, and then you're going to be dead. And that's where the game is heading if we continue to play baseball with just walks, strikeouts, and homers. People don't want to see that. People want to see action. Sooner or later you're going to see mandated where you've got two defensive players on the left side of the infield, two defensive players on the right side. They're going to have to do it. Now, when they do it, I don't know. Maybe when people stop coming to the ball game, they'll finally wake up and realize this is not a real good thing that we're looking at.
Making the stadiums bigger, is that feasible? Like, I always go back to golf courses. Tiger came on the scene, and all of a sudden they started making golf courses longer because he's driving the green too often. Have we reached that point? Do we need to make the stadiums bigger, or is that not going to solve anything?
I don't think that solves anything. I think if you make them bigger, you end up with a Colorado Rockies effect. I think you end up with a massive outfield, and balls are falling all over the place. You're not increasing strategy. You may increase base hits, but I don't know that you increase the draw to come to the ballpark. I mean, there are not everybody comes to the ballpark just to see hitting. I mean, people want to see pitching too, but they don't want to see walks, and they don't want to see strikeouts. Home runs, yeah, that's great. I mean, that's a fun thing anytime. But nobody wants to see you stand up there and take 5, 6, 7 pitch at bats and walk and drop down to first base. People don't want to see that.
Jeff, I'm curious, your perspective as a former reliever. We've seen more and more high, you know, right? It used to be like you had one high leverage reliever, maybe two. Now teams have two and three and four and five, and they sometimes come out of nowhere. You've got a guy, TJ Antone, there as a fantasy baseball dork who picks up a lot of middle relievers that sometimes become closers. I've been paying attention to this guy for 2 years, and he has, what, 68 strikeouts, I think, in like 50 innings since he came to the big leagues last year. Where did he come from? Because he was, I think, 26, 27 when he made his major league debut. How good is this guy as the Indians get set to play the Reds this weekend?
I think he's awfully good. I think as he came up through our system, he was labeled as a sinker-slider guy with very iffy command. And when he got to the big leagues and he got with Derek Johnson, our current pitching coach, they changed him from sinker to four-seam fastball and more of a curveball rather than the slider that's off the plate all the time. They tightened up his breaking ball, gave him more command with the fastball, and all of a sudden you've got a guy that, I'm telling you, fellas, with any other team in the big leagues, this guy would be a starter and he'd be a number two, soon to be a number one. But in our position that we're in with the Reds right now, if you're only going to have your starters, especially with Sonny Gray being hurt to begin the season, if your starters are only going to give you 4 or 5 innings, and I'm serious about 4 innings, that's where our starters have been. Jeez. You get 4 or 5 innings, you've got to have somebody in the middle to get the ball to the back end of the bullpen. And what Antone has done is he's just been kind of the Josh Hader effect that the Brewers use. Early in the season, he would come in, we would be winning the game. He'd come in and bridge the gap to the end of the game. If you didn't need him until the sixth, then he pitched the last 3 innings of the ball game. Kind of an old school throwback closer.
Yeah. Last thing, Jeff, has it been, are you anxious to get back in the road ballparks again? Is it really tough doing the games from the road?
I think originally it was because of the newness. It was not that difficult to do the games from your own home ballpark, especially when we knew it was only going to be 2 months. It has grown old rather quickly.
Yeah, I
think it's really difficult. I think it's going to be highly difficult to continue this in the long run, and baseball's got to fix this like right now.
It's stupid. If fans are at the – last year there were no fans at the game, so I get it. There's fans at the games. Why can't we have the broadcasters? Doesn't make any sense.
Money,
it
Adam.
Doesn't make any. There's no rhyme or reason about it. And I guarantee you, every one of these broadcasters have already been vaccinated. Yeah. There's no reason that we shouldn't be traveling.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate the time. Thanks, man.
All right, you guys take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.